This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure, you remember that theme song? You know what that's from, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And who was the star?
Well, Captain Kirk, William Shatner.
We have our own Captain Kirk. He's at Hackberry Rod and Gun. His name is Captain Kirk Stansel. So, Kirk, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Man, look, I saw before the closure a customer of yours, I think their name was Brown, that brought in some doormat flounders they picked up over there.
They did catch some nice ones, and of course it closed on the 14th was the last day we could keep them, and they were just starting to run a little bit, not real well, but if you happen on that right spot, you could catch a few.
Yep, well, you got to let them go now, which
that's right.
Hopefully it'll pay off. How's the other fishing been? That wind been bothering you guys over there?
Oh yeah, it is. We had some calm days and some trout bit. I mean, we had some good trout catches. And then, of course, the winds, that front came through, and it's been blowing ever since. That went from, northwest to northeast to east, and it's just been blowing ever since. So the trout bite hadn't been as good. We're back on redfish because the tides have come back up, and that's the name of the game right now, just get in the marsh and catch redfish.
Kirk, for people not familiar with Big Lake but want to give it a try, what would you say is the wind speed of demarcation when it becomes unfishable? What wind direction and speed would you say puts it off limits?
Well,
what is fishable?
The wind direction, it just depends on it depends on your tides with wind direction, but I'd say anything over 15 knots, it gets tough. Now, this time of year, you can go up the river, on up around Prian Lake, Lake Charles. The water stays clear, and you can catch fish up there. I mean, I had one captain had, 26, 27 trout the day the front hit. It was blowing 30. And he got up there, got in out of the wind, found some clean water, and caught some trout. But, it stays pretty up there this time of year as long as we don't have a bunch of rain. And we have it. You know how dry it is now. But, up the river, you can fish it anytime, any wind direction. Now, when you get down on Big Lake, of course, it's shallow, it's muddy, it's a muddy bottom, and it doesn't take much wind to muddy it up. I mean, when it gets up over 10 knots, you got to go to the leeward side most of the time.
Last few days, I've been seeing on your dock shots redfish coming in, some pretty good size ones,
right,
too. Where are those being caught and how are they being caught?
They're all in the marsh. I've been throwing, if you want to throw artificial, gulp shrimp, and my favorite's the pearl with chartreuse tail under a popping cork, and then live shrimp under a popping cork. That's been the name of the game to catch those redfish.
I love that gulp, especially for flounders. It gives you the combination of both an artificial and a natural bait because it's got that heavy scent in it. How many fish would you say is the average that you get on a particular gulp before it's done? Because people say, that stuff's
many
too expensive.
it depends. Redfish, sometimes I can get 4, 5, 6 fish out of it. Sometimes just one. It just depends on how he bites the bait and how it's hung up in his mouth. But, but you can always flip that baby around and use the other side. And, but like with trout, I don't catch a lot of trout on them, but you get quite a few. And flounder, you can catch shoot, man, sometimes, you know, 8 or 10, maybe even a dozen on one bait. It all depends.
Yeah, that trout bite can get hot and heavy, and they pretty much get into a frenzy, and they'll just strike the motion that they see. But
right.
On the scent feeders, you know, like the reds and the drum and the flounders to some extent, too, it gives them just that little bit of extra, where if it doesn't stimulate them by sight, that taste and smell kind of gets them going.
Oh, no, there's no doubt that smell does it. There's no doubt about it. It's a great bait, especially for redfish and flounder. It really is. And drum. It's a great bait for those guys.
Well, Kirk, we got a little bit of a cool snap came in. Did you notice any new waterfowl arrivals that came in ahead of it?
Yes, there were some. Actually, more blue-winged teal than anything. We saw a few great ucks and some pintail, and that's pretty. And well, I saw a couple widgets, but they haven't shown up yet, and I don't want them to. They're getting on my food too early if they show up now.
Yeah, that's a fact. They'll eat it out of house and home, and then there'll be nothing left for them to eat when the season opens up. We're not that far away from it either. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and get on the books for the duck hunts and enjoy some of this great fall fishing. I mean, God, if it wasn't for the winds that we've had, it would just be absolute picture-perfect weather.
Oh, yeah. Sunday was supposed to lay down for a whole week. It was supposed to be, you know, less than 10 knots. I thought the trout bite's going to be on next week for sure. We're going to catch them.
Cool and dry. I guess that's what it must be like living in California, except for other negative aspects, huh?
Well, yeah, no kidding. But I guess so. It's nice this time of year. I mean, you go out with some light pants or, you know, go with shorts and something over it, and, you know, by 10, 11 o'clock, you're shedding everything, and it's nice. You know, these temperatures are really comfortable to fish in.
Well, if somebody's got the fever, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Well, that's easy. We have a toll-free number for guys out of the area. It's 888-762-3391. And, of course, you know, go to our website, Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Kirk. Always appreciate your report. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You have a great show, Don. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.